Board of Works for June 22nd. Need approval of the minutes from the June 8th meeting.
Make a motion to approve with one correction under D, vote at 2-0 instead of 3-0.
I'll second the motion. All in favor of approving the minutes with one correction?
Aye.
Aye. Department head reports.
Gentlemen, Danny Wilson from the cemetery. Let me get my glasses off here so I can see. So far for the month of June, we've had 10 funeral services. For the month of May, we've had 20. Year to date, we've had 107, which is 24 above what we were last year, more in pace of what the cemetery averages are. So it's kind of a good, bad news, good news kind of thing, I guess. But thank you very much.
Animal shelter.
Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. Year to date, we've had 522 intakes, 208 adoptions. We've returned to owner 97 dogs, and we've sent 157 dogs to rescue. We have another 20 that are going to go to rescue next week. We are having a microchip and vaccine clinic on this coming Saturday at Rural King from 10 to 2, where Dr. Swander will come and administer rabies vaccine and the distemper vaccines, and we'll be doing microchipping and city registrations. So that's it.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
City inspector.
Bill Cooper, city inspector. From 6-8 to the date, we've had 96 violations. That's including grass, junk, up to date, so.
Are you giving them a little break because of all the rain, or?
Yeah.
I thought you next is fire department.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Blinn, Sonny Pink Staff, Fire Chief, Vincent's Fire Department. First of all, we've run at about 200 runs for the month, approaching, we're at 1300s, approaching 1400 runs for the year. Tonight I would like to take the time to announce the following promotions within the Vincennes City Fire Department. And as I call your name, would you guys please come up here and stand? Captain Neil Napier. Captain Napier will be promoted to the rank of Battalion Chief. EMS Captain Richard Ashby. Richard will be promoted to the rank of Captain, Headquarters Captain in charge of training. Lieutenant Schatz. Lieutenant Schatz will be promoted from Lieutenant to Captain of all Special Operations, including EMS, and Firefighter Joe Luking. Firefighter Luking will be promoted from the rank of Firefighter to Lieutenant Station Commander. Mr. Mayor and Mr. Blinn, I would ask that these promotions become effective this day.
I'll make a motion to approve those.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ladies and gentlemen. And that's all I got.
Okay. Thank you very much, and congratulations to all four of you. Okay, we'll move on to old business.
Sorry.
Unless you decide you just want to jump in.
Well, I wasn't here. At the last Board of Works, I thought I would come today.
Okay.
An update on Rainbow Beach. We opened May 27th. We've been open for 25 days. We were closed for 3 days in that time. We've had a total of 9,800 come through. We've had a high of 950 on one day with a low of 60. We've had 7 days of over 700 kids. Last week was a rough week with the weather. We had a high of probably 200 last week. Today it looks like we're back to those numbers. With 9,800, that gives us about an average of those days of 380 a day. So hopefully that'll increase as we get more days under our belt. June 11th, we had the Red Splash sponsored by Old National Bank. We want to thank them for coming out that night. Last weekend was the try. It was the first time they were back to Vincennes in a couple years, and I think that went really, really well. June 29th, the Friends Who Care, which is a support group, will be out at the pool at 5 o'clock bringing 25 clients out to swim. On July 2nd, we're partnering with Bridgepoint Health Campus. They are having an Independence from Hunger food drive. The past month, they're trying to raise 5,000 or collect 5,000 pounds of canned food. They will be out that day bringing a bus with their staff. If you bring a canned food item, you will get into the pool for $1 that day. We're advertising on our Facebook and through their media accounts. And I believe that's all we have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
Old business. Do you have anyone here from Keep Vincennes Rolling? I'm going to leave it at the table. And we're going to leave the crosswalk for the public library table. Next is resident-only parking sign at 514 Dubois. Darla Sesta.
We tabled that last meeting, too.
Yes, keep it table. New business. Cystic Fibrosis Great Strides Walk, Lindsay Mays.
I'm just here to ask if we can hang some signs. I am representing the hospital who works with a cystic fibrosis walk, and we would like to hang banners across Washington Avenue and Hart Street. The actual event is June 20th, but we want the banners hung the week of June 6th and the week of June 13th. Then, so. Or September. I was a really good person to sin, right? Thank goodness Dan knows what's
September.
Going on. Yeah, so September 6th and September 13th.
Dan, have you checked those dates? And
the dates I have were September 7th through the 20th on both Washington Avenue and Park.
So the week of, yeah.
2 weeks prior to.
Yeah.
And those are both good.
Dan has our insurance like that.
Any questions? No. I'll make a motion to approve the hanging of the banners on Hart Street and Washington Avenue on September 7th through September 20th. That's my motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next is quarter midget race car display. Club President Alan Agee. I hear from. Okay, we'll leave that table. Temporarily close Upper 11th for block party. Don Halter.
Hi, I'm Donnie Halter with DNS Ambulance Service. We're temporarily would like to close Upper 11th Street August the 8th. From 5 in the evening until 9 in the evening, we're going to have a customer appreciation. And as you know, Mr. Mayor, from being on the fire department, we're not going to actually close the street per se that you can't get down. I've talked to the 3 residents across the street. They don't have any problem with it.
You saying 5 to 9?
Yeah,
this
from
says
5
4 to
9.
10, 5 to 9?
5 to 9 in the evening, yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the block party and the closings of Upper 11th between Shelby and Hart on August the 8th between 5 and 9. That's my motion.
And I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Next is Knox County Prevent Child Abuse Superhero 5K. And that doesn't look like
a superhero.
I'm Larry Marchino in place of Tanya Beasy. She had a funeral and wasn't going to be able to get back, so I said I'd sit in for her. We'd just like to have approval to, it's actually the same route that the women's triathlon uses for the 5K run that we would like to have in October. It's actually October the 17th.
And Dusty, you're good with that?
Same route.
Same.
Asking for a couple closings, though.
Mm-hmm.
Were there a couple closings?
The assistant chief actually mentioned to me one that he had gotten recently where they kind of ran a route that was similar to part of the Pride. And I guess our only comment on that was the fact that, you know, as far as law enforcement participation, we would have a hard time getting all of those intersections, and there are some high traffic areas that that go across there through St. Clair and using 15th and 13th, and we wanted to make sure that you guys would have individuals available at that corner intersections where there would be traffic as well to make sure that it,
that's the plan, that we would have individuals that could be there.
Sure.
Okay, and then I'll make a motion to approve the Superhero 5K run October 17th using the tri run route. That'd be my motion.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Next is Riverfront Pavilion Rental on Saturday, October 10th.
Hi, my name is Meg Ivers, and my fiance is Christopher Quackenbush, and we are wanting to rent the pavilion for our wedding and reception the night of October the 10th. It will start at 8 p.m. and run till midnight. I know that it's more than 6 hours, so they usually charge $200 with a $250 deposit, but I'm asking if you could give it to us for $100 with a $150 deposit. My fiance has his own landscaping company for 22 years, and we were wanting to clean that up and power wash it because the week before that is Lincoln's homecoming.
Yeah, probably would be. Yeah. Yeah. Mark seconded that. Any questions? Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve the Quackenbush Ivers wedding reception and wedding on the dates of October the 10th from 8 to 12 with the corrections of the amounts that are listed. That'll be my motion.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Cooper, I know a good lawn care company that could mow those for you.
Okay. Next is parking sign at St. James Episcopal Church. Jim Luking. I don't see anybody here, so we'll move.
Jim Luking, I represent St. James Episcopal Church. I'm here to ask that the city allow St. James to have a sign posted for the, it would be the west side of Perry Street. We're located at 6th and Perry, and since the new apartment complex has came in, our parking has just been destroyed with the people that live there. I went and talked prior to them starting to rent the place, and the gentleman that built it, he said that there was supposed to be in their arrangements that there would be no parking by the residents on Perry Street, that Perry Street is where they had their elevator, and if somebody comes to drop off or whatever, that's what they wanted to use that for only. Well, that's not what it's being used for, and I believe he was correct in saying they probably got as much parking as the Good Samaritan Hospital or anybody else. They have a beautiful parking lot across the street. This last Sunday, most of our people are all 60 and above, and we only have about 40 people in our congregation, and we either have to park back at the library fortnightly behind us and then walk around, and we got people that's canes and walkers and are really disabled. What we would like to have is to be able to put up a sign to have parking on the side of the crossing, which would be the west side. Church parking only from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays. We have a sign on the other side for church parking only from the alley to the corner. Those has been there for a long time. But they take those. Our church starts at 9, and we're lucky if we get two spots out of that. But they have so much parking, and I have talked to people personally, and they say, well, that's a city street. We're going to park out here. The thing about it is, right now, I just went by, and there was four cars parked there now, and I know those individuals that drive those, and they leave them there 24/7 unless they go, you know, do something. It's really a shame that, you know, by just talking to them, they haven't went along with us. We're wanting to be good neighbors, but we also need. We had our bishop from Indianapolis come down. We held a confirmation, and they had to park over on their new parking lot, and they took up the parking in front of our church. And really, I don't think that's fair. They have so much parking; it's unreal.
90-day trial.
That if we approve this, would it be 90-day trial or?
And what's the address?
What's the church's address?
Pardon me?
What's the address of the church?
6th and Perry, the church with the big red doors. I think it's 610.
It's Perry. Okay. We two.
If we put the signs up from the alley to the corner, is that good?
Well, there is no, well, yeah, across the street.
Okay.
From where, they have now created like 7 handicap parking back where his trailer used to sit, right, when they was building. That's all handicap. If we could have it from that area there to 6th Street, we'd greatly appreciate
on
it.
On that side would be the...
That would give us about...
You're just talking about like the north side.
The north side.
Yes, yes. That would just give us about 5 parking spots, really.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve parking, church parking only from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sundays between 6th and 7th on Perry.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. In the meantime, I'll try to get with Andy again and talk to him about...
Okay. Can you advise where we could go? He can help us get a sign made. We'll be glad to pay for whatever it takes. Okay?
Yeah, Bryce, you can help him.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Next is July 4th Flea Market in Patrick Henry Square, Justin Lowe.
Justin Loeb, since firefighters. Just want to request the closing of Patrick Henry Square from the semicircle that goes from Vigo Street to 2nd Street, and then continue on to 2nd to 1st, and also Main Street from 1st to 2nd.
We can't close Main Street.
Just 1st.
We can't close Main Street. We'll close all of it but Main, because
2nd Street.
Yeah. The parade's going to have to go all the way back down Main Street to 1st and Culbertson and end down there rather than, but we can close.
Okay. So just not Main Street this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I assume you want that closed starting at 8
a.m.? Yeah, the full day, 8 to midnight. We'll have it cleaned up by midnight. Yeah.
So it's the Patrick Henry Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the closing of Patrick Henry Drive on July 4th between 8 and 12 p.m.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you.
Next is German Fest banner over Washington Avenue. And this is not?
Not Don Halter.
Don Halter.
I'm a representative.
We're just requesting to hang a German Fest banner over Washington Avenue from July 27th to August 10th.
Okay.
Dan, are those dates good?
Yep.
So?
You need a copy of the?
Yeah.
Got it. So I make a motion to approve the hanging of the banner over Washington Avenue from July 27th through August the 10th. Any insurance?
All second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Award the 2015 paving project.
Reviewed the bids from June 8th, and Milestone Contractors was found to be the lowest bidder in compliance with the requirements of the bid package. I recommend them for award.
Do we want to announce them?
Okay,
I'll make a motion to approve Milestone as the contractor.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Last is Watermelon Festival.
Fourth of July news is a little disturbing. Watermelon Festival moving to 2 days, Friday night, which is July 31st, and then Saturday, August 1st. What we're requesting, we're having a glow run. We would like to have a glow run Friday the 31st, starting at dusk. It would be that color run route, which was First Street to across the railroad tracks, around Grouseland, up Culbertson, and it was two laps of that. That'll be at dusk that Friday night, no more than 30 or 40 minutes, you know, maybe 40 minutes, an hour. That's all it'll take. We have 22 people helping us that night because it's at night, all wearing vests. Glow sticks on them as well. They'll all have flashlights as well. And then Vincent University Police are going to help us with inside the little university area right there that we'll be doing. Also in this request, though, is Friday night, we're going to have a band. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have a movie. We're going to have vendors down there on Patrick Henry Square. So it would be the Market Street side would be closed, and then the loop around on Patrick Henry would be closed. Traditionally, we ask for Main Street to be closed on Saturday too, but if that's your second.
But there was not a parade with this event.
Okay.
Well, the only reason we can't close Main for the fireworks is we have to get traffic back down Main.
Understood completely.
In the parade, so.
Understood. But it's still a detour for 2nd Street.
That's true.
Can we?
Okay.
And can we figure out a way? Maybe we need to discuss that, because our biggest issue, the reason we close that, is safety. It's not necessarily, we have bounce houses that we put there, but it's more safety because we have 7,000-8,000 people down there, and a lot of them are 3- and 4-year-old kids. So we try to limit the amount of traffic that goes through there.
Are you closing First Street for the run?
For the run, just in that evening, not not on Saturday, not Friday, just that evening from 9:30 until 10:30. I mean, it's just for a short period.
Okay.
It really is. It, a max of an hour
and
that
we're not,
night.
Yeah, okay.
So, when do you want,
where
are you wanting Main Street and Patrick Henry closed? During the day or just during the run?
During the day, the next day, August 1st. And I understand the issue that it presents. I guess my question here is there, maybe we can sit down and figure out a better way to do it. And if we if we don't have to have, okay.
Talk about.
I'm waiting then.
Are we gonna, we may approve it without closing Main Street if we get some work done. See if we can change the detour for a day or.
Yeah. Is that possible to change the detour to 3rd Street? No, 3rd Street's a one-way. 4th Street would be the detour. That's a lot.
Creates a lot of confusion.
We can, I guess my, let's request the one with the possibility of Main Street being closed if we could find a better alternative route for the detour. That's where the chamber, we would be willing to work with that if you're willing to work with us on that.
Right.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the Glow Run using the Color Run route from 9:30 to 10:30, dusk or so.
Yeah.
On July the 31st.
That's correct.
And
close up Patrick
Henry. And closing Patrick Henry Drive, subject to an alternative route if we need to go a different direction.
And that's all Friday and Saturday. And traditionally, what we've done is Friday night we've closed it anyway. To ensure nobody parks there for Saturday morning,
right.
And leaving Main open on Friday night in general, but we close it because of the sheer amount of kids we have. Then I guess my other request then is we need the stage as we've traditionally had in the past, and in a sense, what Bryce and his guys do is they just come and bring a flatbread, and we have inmate workforce come and haul it and put it up and do all that kind of stuff too.
In addition, with that, the use of the stage. To be added to that. That's my motion.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. Next is the motion to
adjourn.
We are.